Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Spiritual humans, I am Rebecca. Welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. Woo! New week, new episode, new Wednesday. Here we go. So today we are releasing part two of the two-part episode with my good friend Kanda and astrology. And so today we're going to talk a little bit more about other types of astrology other than just traditional and modern. We're going to talk about the north and south nodes of the moon, which is very interesting. Angles in the chart, insights that you can get from your natal chart or your birth chart, which is from the time and the place that you were born versus your current day chart. And also how to use astrology as a way to gain self-awareness in this current incarnation about everything going on with your spiritual being. So we're really excited today to get into this next episode. I wanted to just put a plug in. I'm having a great time, as I've mentioned before, with this podcast, and it would mean the world to me if you would just pick one person that you could share this podcast with. I'm excited about gaining followers and downloads and followers means that we get access to other people, different interviewees who have requirements for that. So that's something that we're looking forward to gaining and looking forward to getting more feedback about episodes in the future as well. So we're going to just dig in and welcome Kanda back.
Like, I like Pisces, but sometimes I find Pisces to be a little lacking in discernment. Okay. But that's because I'm Gemini and I
gotcha.
Weigh everything. Yeah, whereas Pisces is like, we just love everybody. Okay. It's like, well, what if that guy's a serial killer?
Yeah.
You know? Whereas Pisces is like, that's okay, I'll give him a hug anyway.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So, yeah, and I see that in you. You love everyone. And it's like, well, what about that guy over there? And you're like, yeah, I love him too. It's like, Pisces. So.
Okay. So, I think the main thing here, the high-level summary is the astrological information. And there's nothing wrong with Cosmo. I read Cosmo growing up. I loved it. But that information really is like the 0.1% tip of the iceberg when it comes to astrology.
Awful.
There's really like so much more that really can give you so much more information, both about you, your values, your learning, your spiritual, like all of these different aspects of you, yourself, and your life and kind of what's going on there.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's probably why I get irritated by pop astrology.
Yeah,
like, I
yeah.
get really irritated by TikTok astrology.
I don't... How do they even do it? I mean, it's, like, so
know.
High level. Like, once... Now that I... I mean, I... Well, to be clear, like, I don't pretend that I understand all of this, and I've asked Kanda the same question multiple times, because I'm like, wait, I feel like I should know this, but I don't know it yet. But it's just one part of one thing, which is your sign, but not your planet or your house or any of these other conditions or aspects or angles. You talked about a square earlier. Like, there's like thousands of more things that really play into it.
Oh yeah, there's so much to it. However, I have found that traditional astrology, even though it's a bit confusing at first with all learning all the different conditions, it's actually easier because it's almost like modern astrology. Sometimes I feel like they're making shit up along the way. Like,
I mean, we made Pluto a planet and then we said, never mind, you're not a planet
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, right? Like, I almost feel like, and I felt like that before I started really digging into traditional astrology. But
there
now,
just was a disconnect there and you were just like, I can't, but okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Whereas I'm finding, now I think there's, you know, valid information in both systems.
Totally.
Just like there's valid information in, you know, Vedic astrology, there's valid information in Norse astrology. I don't know anything about those systems aside from the fact that they exist.
Yeah, and they're different. Yeah,
they're
sure.
different. They're very different. Yeah. Now, traditional astrology has a lot more in common with Vedic
okay.
than modern does because they a lot of the same like core principles.
Okay.
The difference between Vedic and Western traditional is Vedic is more, it's heliocentric.
Okay.
So they look at, they calculate things from the point of view of the sun, whereas we are, like, Western is, we do it from the point of view of the earth.
Yeah.
So that's the major difference, because we calculated the wobble of the, you know, like, the precession mm-hmm. and the wobble of the earth and all that, and took that into account, whereas Vedic were like, that doesn't matter. And you know what? Valid.
Yeah.
It's all valid.
Yeah.
Because I've come to
it's
the
right perspective.
Yep.
Really. Yeah.
I've come to the realization that what we put energy into, what systems, like, for instance, the system of astrology that I put energy into is what's going to work for me. Remember we talked about how, like, I, you know, feel that, like, candles and crystals are lovely, but I think they're a placebo.
Mm-hmm.
It's what energy you're putting into it. Do you believe that that's going to work? Because if you do,
then it probably works.
It probably will.
It does work for you, yeah. Yeah, totally.
So what works for you is what works.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all systems can be valid
mm-hmm.
as long as the person is doing it in good faith.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, cool. So we have a little bit of information now about how the chart looks, the different components of the chart, and to me, I mean, astrology and spirituality feel like they go hand in hand, but there is this also section, this 12th house, where you were talking about it's kind of related to spirituality, and we've got a couple of other, like the communication, like the third house being having a cult in it, and there's also one specifically, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which is religion. So it seems like specifically within astrology, there is an acceptance or an understanding that there is something else.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is actually really interesting that you bring up 12th house, because this is a good segue into talking about the north and south node of the moons.
Beautiful! There
Yay.
We go!
So, with the north and south node of the moons, they are not real points. They are imaginary points of, you know, the nodes of the moon. So, what your north node, they're also called the dragon's tail and the dragon's head. So,
okay.
The north node is where you're going. The south node is where you've been. So here's a good example. My south node is in Aries.
Okay.
My north node is in Libra, in the 12th house. So I've got a 12th house north node and a 6th house south node. And just digging into who I am, into myself, I absolutely have an Aries past many existences.
Mm.
I mean, I've definitely been, I just have this feeling. I just know I've been a warrior.
Mm.
I have fought many battles. I mean, even from my particular personality, I'm a little bit, you know.
Feisty.
Yeah. Definitely got, I have
She's
no.
She's feisty, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the only Aries placement I have in my chart, but I.
Your south node
yep.
of your moon. Okay.
Because that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I don't need any more Aries energy. I've been mistaken
yeah.
for Aries many times. It's like, I don't have any fire energy, let alone Aries.
Yeah.
You know, so it's because I have spent a lot of time in past lives in Aries energy, whether, it, you know, I was actually had a chart with Aries in it
okay.
or just that particular archetype.
Got it.
So I'm moving towards...
12, you said,
12.
Right? Okay.
No,
that tracks. Yeah.
I'm moving towards Libra. Now, Libra's... is the opposite of Aries. Libra is peace and unification and, you know, diplomacy, things like that. I am being forced to have to be more like that.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's uncomfortable sometimes because it's like, God damn, I just want to fight. I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to get along with people now.
Mm.
And I'm supposed to, like, be diplomatic and make nice. And the 12th house... I hate admitting this, but I think it's I have to do it through spiritual means.
Mm.
Whereas the sixth house is the house of work, military, physical, the body.
Yes.
It's when you learn it and you see it, you can't unsee it. Now that's all I see. I'm like, oh my God.
It just makes sense.
How
clicked.
Yes.
Mm.
It was like, oh my God, I'm coming from a very selfish, me, militaristic, you know, I don't know how many lives, into I have to move into this peaceful unification, not me, me and you mm-hmm. energy. Mm. And it's it's hard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about, so the moon, I'm taking a lot of notes here, guys, because this is definitely complicated, but the moon we've talked about before representing like past lives, right? Like where you came from. And so now what you're saying is part of the moon does represent that,
yeah.
which is the self part, these nodes. Does every planet have nodes?
Yes, every planet has nodes.
Okay.
But the north and south node of the moon are specifically used for
important.
Where you're going, okay. where your soul has been.
Okay.
Where your soul has been and where your soul is going.
Okay.
It could take many lives for me to, you know, I could have already done several lives with you know,
the same place.
Yeah,
place
and I'm just gender. Really, you know, messing it up. Because I keep having to do it.
Okay. So that's really cool. So what is the relationship between, like, where is your moon? What is the sign of your moon? Am I saying that right?
The sign of my moon?
Yeah.
Mine's Cancer.
Okay, so your moon has a sign, but then the nodes have signs.
Yes.
Also, it's inception of signs.
Yeah.
within the chart. Okay, so many. Just making sure I understood that correctly. Okay.
Yeah.
So by looking at, so what is the relationship then between the signs of the nodes and the overall sign of the moon? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. I mean, there's, I mean, I guess there's, I haven't really studied that much.
Okay.
That's a good question, though.
We'll have to look into it.
I'd have to look more into that.
Okay, cool. I just, it's very interesting to me, especially when I think about, you know, we'll go back to, like, the pop astrology. It's like the moon has a sign, but then it has two signs, actually, within the one sign, you know, and it's kind of just, like, breaking it down further. It's like digging a hole, you know, further and further, which is very interesting. Okay. So from your perspective, it's where you've been, the South Node, where you're going, and every planet has the opportunity to be in a house that feels like it's more or less related to spirituality or to spiritual growth or things not related to your physical body, physical incarnation, physical whatever.
There's going to be a balance for all of them. There's going to be a balance for all. And yes, some people are going to, in their chart, are going to see that they have more markers that indicate they are going to be living a more spiritual existence, whether they like it or not.
Houses that are more about that interaction with other people and things like that.
Some of the more spiritual houses are the 8th house, the 12th house. Like I said, the 3rd and the 9th, I don't, some will consider them spirit. I don't. I consider them more about religion and the introduction of a cult, like opening the door, the knowledge. Because you can have the knowledge and not live it.
It's true.
There's
it's true.
Plenty of people who talk the talk but do not walk the walk.
Right.
Plenty.
Okay. So more about, that's interesting, the knowledge versus the action.
Application.
Yeah,
the whereas 8th and 12th is more about application.
Okay. 8th. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay, very interesting. So let's add another complexity there, which was, you mentioned square earlier. What does that mean?
Square is a 90 degree angle.
Oh, okay.
So if I have, like, for instance, good example, my right now my sun is being squared by Neptune, as I said earlier, and it really sucks because square is, it's not fun. You're going to have a lot of, I guess, clashing energy.
Okay.
And it depends on what planets are in square as well. Like for me, Neptune and the sun, that's not, they don't get along great.
Okay.
They don't, like, Neptune is feminine and the sun is masculine. They don't get along great.
Mm. Each planet has a energy of gender energy.
Feminine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I really want us to get away from that language so bad, the masculine, feminine, but right now, just for sake of simplicity, I'm going to have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so squares are, they are very dynamic, and they force you to confront certain situations.
Okay, so really quickly then, your chart is always changing, right? So if you look at it a week ago, and then in 6 months, that's where all these angles and things come in, because all of that would be changing potentially.
Yes, but you also have them in your birth chart as well.
Yeah, which is the static one, because it's based on your birthday, your birth time, mm-hmm. and all of that.
Yep.
What is the difference? That's the natal one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the diff? Like, what different information do we get from the natal one versus, I can't remember, the, like, today one?
Well, natal is more, you're going to get more psychological insights.
Okay.
Into somebody, you know, you're going to learn about who they are, where they're coming from, where they're going. Overall, you know, arcing themes of their life. Why they're here, yes, exactly.
So this is really, like, the foundational of, like, this could potentially give you the information about what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
In this incarnation in yep. general.
Oh, yeah, okay. absolutely.
Okay, and then the current day one?
That's going to give you more what you're, like, this is a philosophical issue.
Okay.
Is it cause or is it, you know, effect? Is it, do the planets cause the things we go through?
Oh, okay.
Or do they show us what we're going through? Like, is it a sign mm-hmm. or is it a cause? Mm-hmm. This is a, like, astrologers still haven't figured this shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, cause or, you know, a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have full determination or, you know, is everything pre-planned for us? Mm-hmm. Like, do we have actual free will?
Yeah.
These are philosophical questions within astrology that nobody can answer yet.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know where I stand on that spectrum. I think about it all the time because sometimes I think, I mean, yeah, we have some free will, but I'm starting to wonder if we have as much free will as we actually think
mm-hmm.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think that we don't.
Yeah.
Because I think the free will we have is the will that we have before we go into these bodies.
Yeah.
We decide our lives. We decide what we're going to do.
I see.
But I also think there are some things that, you know, because we have different timelines, so obviously we're making different choices.
Right, exactly.
So I think it's hard to tell.
It is. Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. All right. So if I've never had my natal chart read, I probably want it read then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in general to kind of get an understanding of, like, what I'm doing here.
Self-knowledge is always useful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was, when you first started, or maybe in your time looking at astrology and everything that you has changed in your beliefs and everything you've learned over the last 10 years, what is one thing about your birth chart that really surprised you?
Oh, man.
Or because it was always clicking and you're like, oh, but that makes sense, and you're starting to see it, or it was...
Aries in my sixth house made sense. The whole Aries Libra thing made, like, it just clicked, and I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I've always been very, I've always been pretty athletic. I've always, you know, enjoyed doing a lot of physical activities.
Yeah, Kanda does aerial silks, by the way. Kanda is very athletic.
So, and I mean, Aries in the sixth house, the sixth house is a physical mm-hmm, body. Mm-hmm. I mean, that didn't surprise me at all. That was like, oh, well, that tracks. I think the thing that surprised me the most was having an ascendant in Scorpio. Okay. I did not know that until much later in life.
And ascendant was the one that is how you present to other people and, like, mm-hmm. how you come off to other people.
Yeah.
And so what does that mean, having an ascendant in Scorpio? Like, what are the characteristics? I'm a Scorpio. I don't even know what my stereotypical characteristics are.
Well, my stereotypical characteristics for a Scorpio rising are going to be somewhat the same as a sun, but there's going to be some differences because it represents the physical body as well. Scorpio risings are known to be very intimidating looking. Mm-hmm. Our presence is intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that many times. It's like, guys, I'm like 5 foot fuck all in a buck 20. Not even a buck 20.
I know.
I was
like, she does not weigh 120 pounds. She a tiny person.
So it's like, I guess I'm into, probably because I'm loud and obnoxious and I don't really care. But anyway, yeah, so that was a shock to me. And then, like, the secretive part, that tracked. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty secretive.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to know my business unless I want you to know my business.
Interesting, yeah.
That track, the whole, you know, transformation shit, you know, having to deal with, you know, death and loss, that was a big part of my life.
Mm.
So it just, when I saw that I was a Scorpio, because I knew about Scorpios before, because, like, growing up, one of my best friends is Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I dated plenty of them too. It's like I felt I knew what Scorpio was, and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I'll take it, you know? Like, I'm pretty secretive. I get that.
Okay. So it really is created, and you mentioned this at the beginning, like, a better understanding, like a methodology to sort of understand and organize the madness.
Really. Yes, try to understand who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we can understand who we are, we can understand where we're going to go.
Yeah.
knowing yourself is probably one of the most fundamental steps in spirituality. Knowing who you are, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing, like, I've constantly now, ever since October, I have a pervasive feeling of being outside myself. Hmm. You know what the fourth wall concept is?
In, yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, but maybe explain it really quickly, so, just because we've got other people listening who might not be familiar with what it is.
Gotcha, gotcha. So the fourth wall concept in theater is when you, like, somebody on TV looks at the audience and gives them a wink. It's like you're acknowledging that it's not real. The actor is acknowledging the
Deadpool acting. Is a great example.
Yes, right, of, Deadpool of is a
that.
Great...
Also hilarious, but also a good example of that.
Yep. Yeah, great example of fourth wall, breaking the fourth wall. I feel like I'm constantly breaking the fourth wall. I feel like I'm constantly, like, giving a wink out to the, you know, universal audience, I guess. I'm just being like, I know what's really going on. Mm. And it's disconcerting sometimes, but I'm getting more used to it. Because I constantly feel like I'm not really here.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is. It's a bit of a mind fuck, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about the different charts and all the different things. I think how can people use, I guess, the self-awareness to become more self-aware? Is that really the best to learn about ourselves is really how people could use astrology?
Yes.
Most.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is the most useful.
Mm-hmm. And to learn about other people, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. I think one of the greatest things I love is Candace's party trick, at least in my opinion. She's got quite a few. But just kind of pulling up people's charts and being like, oh yeah, this is about you. And it's really interesting to watch people react to, like, well, that is exactly how I am. And I just met you and I don't know how you would know that, you know?
Freak.
So, yeah, right. Exactly. Like, it's like fortune telling, but it's based on a language that you're reading in this, mm-hmm. in this kind of astrology app that Kanda has, which is very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, it's all about learning who we are. Because, like I said, when we know who we are, we know where we can go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much work to do.
And it's... is it black and white? Like, is it that clear in the chart sometimes?
It's an art. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's clear. Sometimes you take some skill in interpretation.
Right, right.
But it is definitely an art form. However, I would say, like, you can't just, like, make shit up. Like, mm-hmm. there has to be something to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there's nothing in my chart that indicates, like, say if I wanted to, I don't know, become a salesperson. I have so much Gemini, you would think that would be something I would be interested in, but oh my God, no. Are you kidding? I don't like people very much, let alone sales. So, like, but then when I look at certain, at, like, the 10th house, which is the house of career,
yes.
And I make the connections in with traditional as opposed to modern. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
Because my 10th house is Leo. Leo is the house of entertainment. When I was a kid, there was nothing I loved more than acting, singing, dancing. Until my mom told me that dancing is from the devil. Mm. So then that became a huge issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and Silks is about performance too.
Yes.
Right? Like.
Yep. And I started out with this, like, theater performance mentality. I used to write, I choreographed my first dance number. Now, I wasn't in dance, my mom wouldn't let me, but I watched other people do it. I was 7 years old, and I showed my mom, and she said, that was really good, but you know that's from the devil. And I was like, oh, for fuck, you know, I hate Christianity.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so I did a lot of, like, theater as a kid, too, but then, you know, I grew away from it, and now I'm finding it again.
Yeah.
And having Saturn in my 10th house in Leo, oh my God, of course, because I had to work extra hard to get back to theater, to get back to entertainment.
Got it.
Because that's what I really, really love. I love astrology, but I really, really just want to entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So we have had just an amazing conversation today. This has been really good. We're getting kind of close to the end here. I think I asked this last time, and I would like to ask it again. What is one tip about living these spiritual lives in these human bodies that you would like to give the listeners?
None of this is real. None of this is real. It's all a play. You are an actor or an actress, and you're just playing a role. Do your best.
It's all role. About learning. It's experience.
Yeah.
It's all about experience.
You're playing a role. Learning, do your growing. Best job playing that role, and you're going to do great.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Take the pressure off a little yep. bit.
Enjoy the show, because here's the thing. We don't, the audience is us. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the show.
Yeah. Awesome. So if somebody had questions or wanted to have their chart read, how could they get in contact with you?
Email is probably the best way.
Okay.
Okay, I know what one. I'll give you my email.
Okay, so, cool. We'll put it in the notes.
Yeah.
In case anybody is interested. And then also, I know you use an app that you really like, and so I didn't know if you wanted to share
sure.
just the name of that app. I can include it in the notes as well, just in case somebody was like, I want to start getting more into it. I want to look at my own chart. I will admit, I've looked at the chart on the app before. It's like a circle with a bunch of lines all over it. Like, it means nothing to me when I look at it. So you definitely need somebody to interpret it for you. or like instructions, at least, on how to do it.
I would actually love to teach people how to do this themselves.
Mm,
I would cool. prefer, I think, to teach people how to do it themselves and to do it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But totally. If anybody wants to learn how to do it themselves, yeah. I'd be all about that.
Absolutely. We'll just reach out for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the app called?
Oh, Astromatrix.
Astromatrix. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I will include the links in the notes. And then, yeah, that's it for today. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This was great.
Thank you.
That does it for today. Thank you, Kanda, so much. Thank you, audience members. Thank you, listeners. I would say that I couldn't do this without you, and it's a joint effort and collaboration here, making the content listenable and fun, and hopefully you guys are having a great time. I'm always open to feedback and suggestions and recommendations. You can hover to the website or spirituality.what on Instagram and DM me and send me any ideas that you've got as well. I just appreciate you listening to the podcast and wanted to just say thank you. We'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.